The United States is considering plans to place American security agents at airports in Europe and Asia to better screen passengers before they get on American-bound jets. The move is intended to prevent another terrorist attack by stopping potential terrorists before they arrive in America. But the idea may not be welcomed by everyone. Under this plan, American inspectors would have the authority to screen passengers at some of Europe's largest airports, including London's Heathrow, Frankfurt Airport in Germany, and Japan's Narita, before they board U.S.-bound airliners. At a time when U.S. intelligence officials say Al-Qaeda is still working to attack the United States, U.S. Customs Chief Robert Bonner tells VOA the goal would be better detection of phony passports and other travel documents, something he says security officials at foreign airports are less able to spot.
The reality is they just don't have the training to be able to detect a fraudulent or counterfeit passport in the way that trained immigration inspectors of U.S. Customs and Border Protection.
Since Christmas, more than a dozen transatlantic flights have been canceled because of concerns about terrorism, including suspicions about people thought to be holding reservations. If other countries agree to go along with it, this stepped-up passenger screening would amount to extending the reach of the U.S. government to foreign soil in the name of homeland security. U.S. customs agents have been operating in Canada for years, but some European governments may not welcome this proposed plan.
Measures for this are already in place at European airports.
In Brussels, James Bradbury of the Airports Council International is not sure why the United States thinks this added security is needed in Europe.
Do they want to just reassure U.S. passengers by having an American presence abroad? Or are they saying that they don't have confidence in European standards for security?
The plan must still be given final approval in the United States, but Customs Commissioner Bonner says he's encountered no European resistance to it so far.
Other nations are already doing this, including the United Kingdom, Netherlands, Australia, and Canada.
The stepped-up passenger inspection program is being modeled on an existing one in which U.S. agents stationed on foreign soil inspect cargo bound for the United States before it leaves port. Nick Simeone, VOA News in Washington.